A pageant.
No reason to be offended. Just enjoy.
That's right. That's right. We had Fire in there from Jimi Hendrix. We had ELO with Colin America. We had all kinds of stuff.
You've been busy bopping around.
David Lee Roth with Yankee Rose. And
that's a good one.
All good stuff. We even had Yankee Doodle in there by the Old Bethpage Brass Band. I got some more classics coming up. We had Philip Michael Sousa in there, too. Not to be confused with Philip Michael Ross. What was that guy's name? Philip Michael Thomas. Remember him from Miami Vice?
Oh, yeah. He was Tubbs.
Sure.
Tubbs. And Tubbs. I actually just read
People
that.
Used to call me Tubbs.
Really? The other detective, not Crockett, Sonny.
Sonny Crockett.
Yeah. There was another detective that just died. He was like 73 years old.
Oh, yeah. That was Edward Castillo.
Was that who it was?
Castillo? Yeah. That was Edward, what's his name? He was always good.
Yeah. He was good.
He was Latino. Latino.
Latino would be a woman.
Latina is a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Latino.
Latino.
Yeah, Edward James Olmos. That's who I was thinking of.
No, right, I think he's still alive.
Is he?
I think he might still be alive.
Let's see. It could be a happy fourth for Edward James Olmos. He's alive.
Yeah, see?
Nice. 77 years old. Edward James Olmos.
He was a very handsome man.
He was known as Lieutenant Marty Castillo.
Castillo.
In Miami Vice.
And then there was those two women.
In Miami Vice?
Yeah.
You're going deep now. When we're talking about Tubbs and Crockett, you know, coming up with Castillo is pretty good. But now you're really putting me on edge. And now I'm not going to know what you're talking about.
There was
who are you talking
there
about?
There was I'm just going to say there was two women, and one of them was always involved with Sonny Crockett.
Oh, boy.
I think she was another Latina. And then there was a black woman who was on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's, for 1984, that's pretty progressive.
That was great opening, you know, with the motorboat.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Sandra Santiago.
Yeah, see?
She's still alive, too.
How old is she?
She was Detective Gina Calabrese.
Yes.
Isn't Calabrese like a nice salad, a soup? Calabrese. What's that salad you like?
Caprese?
Caprese. That's a good salad.
I like that salad.
You know, I was reading more about this thing with the most popular foods. It was on Food and Wine. I don't even want to promote it. But it was on foodandwine.com, and it says this is what Americans are buying for their July 4th cookouts. And what it said is they were going to people who were ordering it by Instacart. So that makes more sense. So yellow corn, charcoal, it's basically things that rich people don't want to pick up on their own.
You think?
The Instacart, right? Because the Instacart...
Have you ever used Instacart?
No. Maybe once. Maybe once.
Once?
I think maybe once when I was like locked in the upstairs toilet or something for a weekend.
Yeah.
I think maybe I
Instacarted
it.
Something.
Yeah, it was either that or a pizza. It was one of the two.
Oh.
Could have just been a... some people do that all the time.
I know.
I don't understand.
Well, they do that, you know, order groceries online and they either deliver to your house or you do like a drive-up and they throw them in the car for you.
Jeez. It's a lot. I was delivering pizzas. That makes sense. But, sandwiches and stuff. But, I mean, when you're delivering somebody's groceries, that's getting a little lazy, you know, especially when you're young. Get off your ass.
I wouldn't want someone, touching my apples.
Yeah, you do. You like somebody touching your apples.
No.
You sure? There's so many different types of apples, you know.
Not at the supermarket, no.
Yeah.
Not
all right.
Supermarket.
So they're talking about like Instacart, potato salad. This is all heavy stuff. Baby back ribs. This is all heavy stuff. But hot dog buns makes no sense. So there goes my theory.
Good housekeeping would give you a better list.
There goes my theory. But yeah, watermelons, big beef patties, frozen burgers.
I get watermelon.
Most people, this is the U.S. too. So you got the Bible Belt. You got the people in the middle there. They're all going to Costco and they're ordering like frozen burgers. You know?
No, I use fresh burgers.
Yeah, and that's Young Americans, David Bowie in the background. In case you missed it, we'll play it again next year. American Patrol from Glenn Miller is coming up next. What? What do you mean, oh?
It's I'm the sure most no patriotic one missed it. They ever. Listened.
That's
they heard
right.
it.
Well, here's the thing. We were enhancing our conversation with David Bowie. Sometimes David Bowie is the background, and we are the lead.
Yeah,
Well, so that's how it goes here.
David Bowie enhances everything.
True, but you are on the most patriotic show
ever
with Chris Earle.
I am.
Not with David Bowie.
I'm wearing my red, white, and blue sundress.
You did. You wore a nice sundress for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I wore my Lincoln cat in the hat and, you know, an 80s bandana.
I dressed the part for the most patriotic show.
You threw a little roll on, a little band roll on in there, too.
That's important.
Yeah.
That's
a little band roll on. I even brought my water jug.
Does it have water in it?
Yeah, it should. It had tea in it.
Tea.
I had to dump it out because I was in a rush to get out of here. To make it on time. I had just a little time to spare, so I'm ready.
Well, you were early. You were 10 minutes early.
Well, we
like
don't
a true professional.
We don't need to let everybody know what I'm doing.
It's like the Oz behind the curtain.
Yeah. No.
You know, that's actually a very patriotic show. You know,
The Wizard of Oz?
That's usually played around.
What do you mean?
That show, that movie is usually played right around now.
Isn't that played at like Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
That's what I remember seeing it. They play on, well, who knows?
That's,
you play with, the thing is that now you can play anything anywhere unless it's like something that somebody finds offensive. Then you'll never see it again. Those are happening pretty soon.
Well, I mean,
there's
going to
be movies we never see again.
Well, probably Wizard of Oz because she was really mean to that little dog.
Come on. Miss Gulch?
She was mean to that little dog.
Her name was Miss Gulch, you remember?
I do remember Miss Gulch.
And she becomes the Wicked Witch of the West.
I know.
Yeah. Do you remember what Glenda's Good Witch of the North, what her, she had like some weird name too. Like Lovey or something like that. It was really weird.
Lovey?
Something like that, yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Well, you got to read up on Glenda the Good Witch of the North.
I'm going to. I had her
costume.
Did
you see Wicked? Wasn't bad.
I saw Wicked.
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't think it was phenomenal like everybody was saying.
It was wicked good.
I liked, come on. Oh, boy. We're going to start doing puns.
I know you don't like puns, so I won't go there.
I don't like puns.
I know you know.
I hate puns. But that was nice. That was clever. Glenda the Good Witch of the North. I don't know what she has to do with
July 4th. I don't know,
July
but I had her costume for Halloween. It was awesome.
Oh, good. Nice job. Who is your favorite monkey in The Wizard of Oz? Was there a lead?
Was there a lead monkey?
Wasn't there a lead monkey?
I don't think so.
No? Who was your favorite? What were they? The little lollipop kids. I like that one that had like the mayor. The mayor?
The mayor of Lollipop
Land?
Because
he proclaimed it was Lollipop Day, Munchkin City. Remember
oh,
that
layer
one?
Of Oh, he was the mayor of Munchkin City.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only in America would they write The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I had it on, albums, but not your general size album. You know, whatever that big, you know, you're a DJ. What is that big, you know, the biggest record you could have? Was that like a 72 or something like that?
I have no idea.
Well, I had it on that. And it
Did
played
you?
The whole, yeah.
A 33 and a third, you mean?
Whatever the largest size LP was.
Yeah, sure.
And it, like, it narrated the whole 2 hours of The Wizard of Oz.
All right. Sounds good.
It was good.
We're gonna play this one. This is Elvis. It's an American trilogy.
I like Elvis.
Yeah, we're going to start from the beginning. And we'll listen to a little American trilogy. And we will be back. It's the most patriotic show ever. And I think it's been pretty patriotic so far.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Be right back.
Bye-bye.
WMFO in Medford. It's not goodbye. It's so long.
Let's listen to Elvis.
Yeah. Let's listen to Elvis. That's what my grandmother used to say. She used to say, you never say goodbye. You say so long. I always say goodbye. But she used to say so long. Isn't that nice?
That's very sweet.
I thought so.
It's very sweet.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Dixie, away, away, in Dixie. take my stand to live, and I for Dixieland, where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
I'm at the North Billerica Market Basket. Ginny's in the Joanne Fabrics. So I'm going in there, and I was going to get some lobsters cooked. Do you want one? Call me back if you do, if you get the message. It takes 20 minutes to cook them. I'm not going to wait. I'm going in and getting a couple of lobsters. If you want one, cooked lobster, call me right now if you get the message. All right? Goodbye.
What's up? hot dogs? What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tall kids, sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When man bites dog, there's news they say.
But when kids bite dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to
right, the Andrews Sisters, 1942, I think, or 43, around there. All I know is around World War II. I always thought my grandmother was one of the Andrews Sisters when I was young.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of stupid.
Why did you think she was one of the Andrews Sisters?
Well, she looked like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she looked like an Andrews Sister.
Did she sing the Boogie Woogie Boogie?
No, but she played the trumpet.
Oh,
my
really?
Grandmother played the trumpet.
Oh.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Yeah, she was a cool grandmother.
I believe it.
Yeah, she was pretty awesome. It's funny. She always seemed very young, and then my other grandmother always seemed very old.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I get that.
And a lot of that is, you know, how if taking care of yourself. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, lifestyle and things like that.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think you could have been an Andrews Sister, maybe.
You think I could be an Andrews Sister?
Yeah,
I do like to sing.
I think you would have liked to boogie.
I do like to boogie, and I like to sing.
And you like to dress up, too, like a little, like would drink up like sailors and stuff in this one, I think.
I would dress up. Because if they were wearing heels, I'd do it, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, they had those, like, long army skirts.
Yeah.
Like, gray.
Gray,
and then they
yeah.
would have, like, a, you know, like a top. I don't know, it was a halter top.
It wasn't
what do you
a
call
halter top.
No, it wasn't a halter top, not in the 40s, right?
Not in the 40s,
no. No, it'd be like a blouse, right?
They probably had a full corset underneath. And
yeah?
Yeah.
No. You think
yeah,
so?
Absolutely.
The Andrews Sisters are wearing corsets?
Underneath all their clothes, like a girdle.
Like a wire bra? Is that what they wore?
A girdle. That's like from your
keep
kneecaps
it all, together?
All the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could use a girdle.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd be like, who's that man?
Who's that man?
Who's that man going by in the girdle?
We wouldn't be able to tell. Everything would be all...
I could get away with it at this point. Nobody would know. Just be like, that's what he likes.
Girdles?
Girdles. Girls and girdles. He likes girls and girdles. That's a pretty American thing, to like girls and girdles
yeah.
for the 4th.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Wonder what they're doing down at the old Boston Esplanade. What's
happening
now?
Oh, I'm sure it's wicked hot.
Wonder who was there.
Wicked humid.
Who was supposed to be there tonight?
I have no idea.
I don't know. The Esplanade? I didn't look into it this year. I did that twice.
Was and enough?
Twice was enough. I went in with my dad on bicycles once. That was probably my favorite time. We took bicycles, but we didn't get really close to it. So we just kind of got to the bridge and we watched the fireworks from there. We listened to the music.
I went in once, and on the train ride home, there was like 3 people that were just throwing up all over themselves.
Sure.
Just,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
The Charles River Esplanade. Yep. That's a good one. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Company B. I used to like, I play in like the entire 1812 overture, but it's like 16 minutes long. And you know what? If people are watching fireworks, they're going to hear it. But
they will.
Yeah. So I'm going to put it in the background a little bit while we're playing. So I'm going to go toward the end of the 16 minutes where it gets really exciting. Here it goes. Ready?
Yeah.
I think this is it. Let's hear it. Bum, 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 bum. It should go. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, that's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy version. There we go. Hear it?
Dun, not dun, yet.
Dun, 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 dun. So, so hot dogs and burgers are pretty much it for the 4th of July, still, in my opinion.
I like a cheeseburger.
I don't care what Instacart has to say.
Oh, I like a nice cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With some potato chips and a pickle.
Yeah. I'm starving. We
got to
get a burger. After this, we're getting burgers.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
I'm like wasting away.
Like, this is good. In the background with the fireworks, War of 1812.
I like it.
Oh, it's great. This is the big finale every year for the
fireworks. My father used to take us to Lexington and Concord to watch watch that whole, you know, reenactment.
You know what? I was there for 1776, July 4th.
Really?
Yeah, for 1976.
We probably were,
and
too.
And 1776.
We used to go all the time.
Yeah.
My sister would whine and complain
and you know who
about
came?
Going home.
You know who came that year?
I have no idea.
Gerald Ford.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, Gerald Ford.
I met his wife.
Who was that, Nancy Ford?
Betty Ford.
Betty Ford, of course.
Yes.
How soon we forget the wives of our,
you do.
Of our lackluster presidents.
I wouldn't say he was
right.
Lackluster.
Well, he's kind of a dope. He kind of got thrown in there. It's kind of what's going to happen this round, I think.
Oh.
We're
going to
get somebody tossed in there that we don't want.
Well.
Last minute.
I'm
because
hoping...
it's better than the other two.
Well, yeah. Then you know it might be the best way to go then.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
You do it?
Yeah.
Christopher for president?
I'd do it. Yeah.
Who would be
crap.
Your vice?
Huh?
Who would you get to be your vice?
Huh? Maybe Biden. I feel like I just need him around just to be fun. Just to hear him, just to have him stare at me so I know that I'm doing all right.
Have your dad be your vice president.
Oh, my God. He would never get anything done. All he'd do is talk the whole time.
Well, that's what you need. You could send him out to all these little, like, publicity things, and he could just chat and...
Do you like how he calls me last minute to get a lobster? Like,
I think that's great.
You need to get it now. You need to get it now. He's leaving a voicemail. That wasn't even me he's talking to. He's leaving my voicemail. I got it, like, 30 minutes later, and of course...
You're kind of like that.
No. And here's the whole thing. I don't even like lobster.
I know.
Right?
Not, yeah.
My mother thinks I love lobster. My dad thinks I love lobster.
Why do they think you like lobster?
If they listen to me the 200 times that I've told them I don't like lobster, they'd know I don't like lobster. So you know.
I do know, because you'd be like, I don't like lobster. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you're getting like a $55 lobster roll, it's like, you got to enjoy that thing.
I did.
Yeah.
I got it twice last week.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I was in Boston. Twice.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Me, I'd just get some, you know, McDonald's hamburger and some fries. $4.
Nothing is $4 at McDonald's.
Yeah,
anymore.
They just started a whole thing. For $5 now, you can get it. Yeah.
What, like a Happy Meal?
No. We were Happy Meal. I'm 52 years old.
You'd get a Happy Meal if you could pull it off.
Maybe. If they still had the good toys in there. Now it's all crap.
Yeah. I don't know if they have toys anymore. Yeah. They don't even use the boxes. Like, they used to, you know, like Happy Meal boxes.
You know what? I think this is pretty negative for the most patriotic show ever.
I think this is very patriotic. I remember those happy days of the Happy Meal boxes.
Yeah. Remember when Fonzie jumped the shark? I thought that was kind of an American moment.
I do. I miss Fonzie. That was a great show.
Well, he's still alive.
Well, yeah, but Fonzie's not still doing his thing.
Of course Fonzie's doing his thing. Henry Winkler, he's still alive.
He's doing the Henry Winkler thing. He's not doing the Fonzie thing.
Yeah.
Girls, your attention, please.
Well,
presenting a new exciting,
you know, you just have to have an imagination, I think. That's all.
I did, because then Joni Loves Chachi came on, and that was awesome.
Did you know that Chachi in, like, another language is like a dirty word?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Like, Joni loves the Chachi or something like that.
That was a
and
great show.
You can only
show.
Imagine. Yeah. Hmm.
Do you know Matt Dillon turned 69 years
old? I saw
old?
That.
60 years old, excuse
I saw
me.
That. I saw
well,
that.
Well, I posted it because...
69 years old. Okay.
60 years
60
old.
60 years
excuse
old.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
60 years old.
Jeepers
he was
crow.
All over my walls, posted.
I'm sure
Tiger
he was.
Beat.
I'm sure he was.
Now, he
I had nobody on my walls.
Patriotic, right there.
Nobody. I had, like, a picture of Prince. Oh. That was it.
I had Ralph Macchio.
Oh,
I had Scott
sure.
Baio.
Jeez.
Leif Garrett.
Yeah.
I went through a Menudo phase for a little while.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I kind of went all over
I will
map.
Not be playing Menudo.
I don't today. Know if they're any of their songs.
In the background is Kid Rock with Cowboy. We can chat.
Little Ricky
talking.
Martin would be nice. He's got some patriotic songs.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, he is.
All
he's
right.
like 50.
Is he?
He has an incredibly handsome husband.
A handsome what?
Husband.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Talk about, Ricky
but he's
Martin.
He's from Puerto Rico, so, you know, he's American.
Is he?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's from Puerto Rico, so he's American?
Well, it's part of the good, you know, it's American territory.
Is it?
Yes. You didn't know that?
Sure, I did. Puerto Rico is, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not into history.
No, I just don't like Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico's beautiful. Oh my goodness.
I just, I, you know, every time I've been there, it's like, eh, dumpy.
I like Kid Rock.
I know you do. That's why I played this. I figured I'd throw this in. Because you're always like, eh, you need to play more cowgirl and cowboy stuff.
Well,
I'm like, this is the closest I get for time travel. Yeah, this is a more, time travel's more of a rock and roll pop show.
Really?
It always has been. Plus, I throw a
you're
little
You're missing aloof. A whole genre.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not. I wouldn't say missing.
Like Johnny Cash. Who's more American than Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson?
I'm avoiding.
And John Denver.
I'm avoiding
Rocky Mountain High.
I like John Denver. I have him on the playlist, actually.
Do you? Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
If we have time, I'll play it.
Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah. Well, I can just do the karaoke version with you singing it, and who'll miss John Denver?
He's been gone
a long
time.
Yeah, he died early.
I always loved him on The Muppets.
Yeah. He died in a plane just like the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper.
And also another, what was that guy's name that died with the Big Bopper? Richie Valens.
That's true.
Yeah. Leonard Skinner guys died in a plane. That's kind of an American thing. Rock and roll is dying in planes, yeah. Because they'd always get their buddies to take their planes
or
up and nobody knew how to take care of them.
Off the road.
Well,
that happens too.
That happened to the comedian, to Tracy Morgan.
He was on a tour bus? I thought he was just in a car.
Oh, no. He was in a tour bus. The thing went over a few times, opened up his head. Yeah, it was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Tracy Morgan, of course he is.
Oh.
Jesus crow.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
That'd be an American tragedy.
I'm gonna talk to him and be like, we thought you were dead. Or Sheila thought you were dead.
I did. I didn't know. I'm so glad he's alive.
Yeah.
You know? God.
Tracy Morgan's great.
You know? We don't need to talk about death on the 4th of July.
I'm trying to avoid it as much as I can.
Talk about birth. Like
birth?
Yeah.
The birth of what?
This is like the birthday
well,
of the country.
Kind of.
The birthday.
Kind of. Well, it's Independence Day. So we've kind of said goodbye to, England.
Yeah.
That's what we've done. The founding fathers.
Like the Boston Tea Party, you know.
The delegates of the Second Continental Congress declared the 13 colonies were no longer subject to the monarch of Britain, King George III.
He was supposed to be awful.
Well, you know, who knows? Who knows? He could have been great. You know, time maybe is not kind to old King George III.
Yeah. That could happen. Well, they all wore wigs.
Yeah. You know what? I think I would like the wigs. I think I would
really?
Have enjoyed that. Yeah, because you didn't have to shower.
Do you know why you
could have just
wore
got a
wig?
Powdered wig. Yeah, to get rid of like lice and stuff,
right?
Yeah,
you had bugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody had bugs.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, you got to get up in the morning. You got to go to work, you know?
So let's powder
like that,
my head and throw
that
a wig
house,
on?
Yeah, that house don't pay for itself. That colonial, you know, boat don't pay for itself. You know, and they're having a million kids everywhere.
Put your britches on and powder your head.
The kids that didn't die, there would always be farmhands, and you know how some of them would never leave the nest, you know, even back then.
Oh, boy. So, it was the precursor of what it is now.
Yeah. In the background, dancing across the USA. From
Vacation. Dancing
across the USA. Once again, the patriotic theme is the key.
Dancing.
So it has to be.
That's very patriotic.
Well, across the USA is even more patriotic.
Yeah. We could do a little jitterbug now.
No, I'm good.
This
so what else do they do for celebrations for the 4th? There's fireworks, you mentioned that. Family reunions, of course.
Oh, yeah, but they always end in...
Yeah. Somebody gets a potato in the face.
Tragedy and a black eye.
Yeah. Concerts, of course.
Concerts?
Musical concerts. This is kind of like a mini
field
concert.
Field days were actually very popular.
Oh, I loved field day. That was in like, usually in May, right?
No, I used to go to a field day every 4th of July. I actually brought my own children to a field day.
What, did you just go out in the field and say it's
no.
field day?
Back when we were growing up, Livingston Street Park in Tewksbury used to have a field day on
4th of
July. I went
there. As a matter of fact, when I came to Tewksbury, that was the first thing we did. I'm just telling you. I went there and I was in the blueberry pie eating contest.
With the
in the photo.
Oh,
there's
really?
A photo of me eating a blueberry pie in sixth grade when I was a little chubby Texan.
Did you
just
win?
Got back from Texas. No, but I ate the pie. It was good. They were like, "You're done." I'm like, "Can I take this with me?" I just took the thing with me.
Did you do a potato sack race? Because I did the potato sack.
Yeah, you were probably there.
Probably was.
I took my bicycle there with my friend
Matthew.
Oh, and
you decorated your bicycle because that was one of the events.
Well, I didn't do that. I didn't know. I just knew something was going on at Livingston Park. And then I went down there, and all of a sudden, it was July 4th at Livingston Park, and it was like...
That was the good old days.
It was great.
A field day all day long for the kids.
I got a free hot dog.
Yeah?
I got... Remember those little teenies? Like cool... like Kool-Aids? Yeah. They're basically sugar water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still sell them.
Yeah. And you would get a tonic. They'd call it a tonic.
My best friend, Chris, still calls things tonic to this day. She'll say, Sheila, do you want a tonic?
She's something else.
She's something.
Yeah. Yeah, I always hated that word, tonic.
She still does it.
I always said soda.
Yeah.
But that back in, like, New England, there were places that always said tonic. Yep. But what else was there? I remember being there with my neighbors, and I didn't know them very well.
They also had a baton twirling contest, which I did enter.
Okay.
I did not win, but I did enter it.
I did not do that. I would have remembered
the baton. They had baton twirling. But you could decorate your bike, and they had like a bike parade, and people would vote on it.
All right.
And then there was decorating baby carriages for the girls, because it was like sexist back then. The boys would decorate their bikes, and the girls would decorate
their
baby.
Well, the boys didn't have baby carriages, so they didn't need to be part of the baby carriage dress-up.
I decorated some good baby
carriages. I'm sure some of the boys would love to do that, including twirling the baton, too.
That was fun, twirling the baton.
I'm sure it was. We've about exhausted the subject. I'll tell you that.
All right.
Back to Jimi Hendrix. Nope. Let's do... Oh, this next one's great. I'm going to play The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. It's a song about fire. Since there's all kinds of fireworks and stuff going on. Is that fine? Is that okay with you?
That works for me, babe.
All right. Yep, sure. Here we go. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown with Fire.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. I'll take you to burn. Fire. I'll take you to learn. I'll see you.
Train rattled on, all the passengers had gone. come to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us away.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. the Lone Ranger.
Are you Silver? Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Background is Kim Wilde, Kids in America. This kind of reminds me of just going out for recess and hanging out with your friends back in the 70s or 80s and playing Kick the Can.
Kick the Can.
Hopscotch.
Mm-hmm. Chinese jump rope.
And of course, all the boys brought their baby carriages with them.
Well,
yeah.
But I do remember the song. I remember the
Not
video.
Not in 1984, they didn't, that's for sure. Yep.
This is a good song.
If I brought a baby carriage like to my friends in 1984, I would have been coming back with that thing without its wheels over my head. Yep.
Now people push their dogs in baby carriages.
Oh boy.
They do.
Well, we've come so far. We've evolved so much.
Yep. Now the dogs don't even need to be walked. They get pushed in their carriages.
Here's something that I have to bring up.
Oh.
Fireworks. What do you mean, oh?
I wasn't sure where you were going. Okay.
Well, you have to trust me.
I do trust you. Yeah. Implicitly.
Yeah. Fireworks.
Yes.
In Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Still illegal. Come on.
It's not live free or die, like New Hampshire.
Well, so New Hampshire's the better country? Better state? Maybe?
Well, they don't really care whether you live or die, so
well,
if you look at
that's
it that
true.
Way.
Well, that's true. But come on. If I want to buy fireworks, I'm going to buy some fireworks, right? If I want to have fireworks, I should be allowed to buy fireworks. Not that I did. I have in the past, not this year.
You traveled up to New Hampshire and bought yourself some fireworks.
No, I've been. You know what I did? I went to south of the border.
Remember that place? What were those things? Sombreros.
Oh, of course.
Not the drink.
I had the sticker, the sombrero. I had like a little shot glass before I could even drink. Wow. South of the border. Mm-hmm. It was like we were like 10, 11 years old. We were going down to Disney, me and my dad and my two brothers.
Yeah.
And that's back when it was just the three amigos before my other brothers showed up. And we stopped at south of the border because they talk about it for like 500 miles all the way down to south of the border.
I remember south of the border.
And then
that's
you get
awesome.
There and it's just a dump, you know? It's fun.
I also got
a dump.
What do they call those?
It's next to Porky's truck stop.
Like capes. What are those things called?
There's a sombrero.
No, that's
there's
the hat.
There's
the
hat.
But
right?
There's like the little cape or kerchief.
Well, it's not a cape. It's like, you know.
You know what I'm talking
about. It's like a dirty rug that you put on.
Yeah, but I don't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, it's like a dirty rug.
I don't know about dirty rug.
Well, it's a poncho.
It's a poncho. Okay, poncho.
Yeah. It's a Mexican poncho. But yeah.
Made of hemp.
Sure. Yeah. People would just smoke it now. It's like,
probably.
It's like, hey, I'm cold. Can you give me my poncho? It's like, no. Jackie smoked it.
Oh, God.
So they're right between North Carolina and South Carolina is south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's a very American tourist attraction.
Oh, absolutely.
If anybody has ever not been there, that's worth going to. It is dumpy, but it's
Gran
great.
Gran Torino had a south of the border bumper sticker on it.
Who did?
Gran Torino.
Nice. Yeah. You had a Gran Torino?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's
got
a very
stolen
American
in
car.
Dorchester and then returned.
Well, that's a very American thing, yeah. too, getting your car stolen, sure. Yeah. I had my bicycle stolen, broke my heart.
Yeah.
That was the first time I remember my little broken heart when people let me down. That was the very, well, that wasn't the first time, but it was an early time of people letting me down. And it certainly wasn't the last.
It started it all for you.
Yeah. But when somebody's stealing your bike,
that's
come
true.
On. Come on. I remember we were talking to a couple of the boys, and they were talking about stealing bikes. I'm like, you guys were the ones that stole my bike.
They didn't steal your bike.
They stole my bike.
They did not steal your bike.
They stole my bike.
They stole other people's bikes, but I don't think they stole your bike.
No, they probably stole my bike. They stole my friend's bike.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, you know, we have water under the bridge, over the bridge.
It's not.
Oh.
It's reckoning. The reckoning coming.
Comma.
I'm going to be stealing their trucks.
I'm going to steal their trucks. All right.
I'm going to steal their new Silverados.
That's right. Just stolen.
I'm going to be like, remember back in the 80s? Remember that Schwinn that had the baseball cards on the flippers?
Yeah. Just don't steal it when they're doing any work on my house, okay?
I don't know. You got people stealing bicycles? From children, and then they're working on your house?
40 years later, people change.
Oh, so you're actually talking about specific people. I was generalizing.
No, you weren't.
I was generalizing. Well, I don't know.
Who's in the background right
when
now?
You meet, this is Johnny Cash. This is the Song of the Patriot.
Oh.
This is a good one. I was planning to like play this through. But we can gab over it, too. There's only 10 minutes left.
It's not like
anything else is going on.
I showed you that video of Johnny Cash's grandson singing his song.
Sure.
Oh, amazing.
Who?
Johnny Cash's grandson.
Who was he? You did?
Yes, he
when
was.
When did this happen?
A while ago, but I was showing, because he was redoing
obviously didn't make
some,
much of
a cover.
It didn't land on me too much. A cover of what?
Of his grandfather's, some of his biggest hits.
Oh, you said he sounded like him a little.
A lot.
Well, he should. I mean, he's his grandson.
Yes.
I don't know. There's only one Johnny Cash, and he's gone.
There is only one Johnny Cash.
He was pretty good. You ever go to a ball game on the 4th?
No.
Me neither.
No, not on the 4th.
How about a parade?
Oh, absolutely.
You ever go to that Bristol parade? We were talking about that a little. Down in Rhode Island?
I don't know if I've ever gone to the Bristol parade.
I'm not sure if I have either. I thought I may have. One of the coolest ones I went to, I remember, was down in Dighton at my grandmother's. And they used to have a little parade there every year for the July 4th. That was fun. Sometimes you don't really need to do much, especially for the kids, you know? Just wave some flags, you know, get a couple of push-ups, right?
I totally agree.
Some two-ball screwballs, the ice cream.
parents have gone overboard with this occupying.
Little Jello shots, a couple Jello shots.
But I do remember the screwballs from the
turkey
ice cream
legs.
Man that had a little bubble gum on the bottom.
Oh, the best. That's the best. Yeah.
Or the little push-ups.
And then they had the two-ball screwball. That was the advanced one. That was like the 2.0. That's what they sell now.
Oh, really?
I saw the ice cream man go by the other day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I liked the push-ups.
Yep,
and
yep.
I liked the chippity chocolaties.
Oh, chippity chocolaties. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
You remember that weird one that looked like a clown or something? It was like $2. Like, everything was like 25 cents or 50 cents, and then there was like the clown, which was like $2.
Like the face of the clown?
Yeah, it was like a face.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it just had some chocolate and vanilla on it. So basically, it wasn't a sherbet or like a popsicle, it was an actual ice cream. And I remember, I never could afford the $2.
It was like, you know, they used to have the Mickey Mouse Pops, too. It was like the Mickey Mouse face of the ears.
Those were relatively cheap. I'm talking about the advanced, like the rich kids' ice cream.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We got a dollar. That was what it was in my house. You got a dollar.
Yeah. I'd get the two-ball screwball, maybe a red, white, and blue pop.
Mm-hmm.
The bomb pop. That's what it is now.
The bomb pop.
Right?
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue pop is called the bomb pop now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't in the market basket. I was looking for them. Instead, got some cherry vanilla Haagen-Dazs and a chippity chocolatey.
Chippity chocolate.
Chippity chip.
Chippity chip.
I got some oranges, actually. I'm going to have an orange when I get back.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks were fantastic. I remember the Marathon Bar. That was a good one. It was chocolate and caramel all twisted together.
Oh, really? I don't remember that one.
Well,
I like the push-ups. Those are my favorite.
That's ice cream, yeah. The orange sherbet, right?
And they also had the three-flavor push-ups.
What was that? What are you talking about? A three-flavored push-up? How did I miss out on this?
Yeah, it was vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Come on.
It was a push-up.
Never. I've never heard of that. Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry push-up?
Yeah.
I thought it was just orange sherbet.
No.
Come on. An orange sherbet push-up was delicious.
It was called like the bazooka or something.
No. Really?
Right. I mean, we're going back now a lot of years. My memory could be a little faulty, but...
You know what I liked about the orange sherbet push-up is it had all those little... circular balls, all the circles that were all colorful.
No.
Like that was the wrapper. What do you mean? The wrapper. The wrapper was like a white wrapper, but it had like circles on it. See? Market
like
pantry.
Vanilla ice, sugar. The white wrapper.
Look, I got to show you. No. Look, real quick. We only got 5 minutes. Here we go. See it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see any of this strawberry chocolate vanilla sherbet. I think you made that up. Vanilla chocolate strawberry. I'm looking it up to see if it exists.
It does exist.
Nope. You're thinking of Breyers Vanilla Chocolate and Strawberry Half Gallon.
I am not thinking of that.
So yeah, you are.
Thinking of that.
I think that's what you're thinking of. No. I don't see it.
But, you know, that's tonight is a big ice cream night, too. People go and get ice cream Sundays
when
they watch the fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah, ice cream's always big on July 4th.
You know, like a sundae, like a really good sundae.
Oh, I love this one. I'm going to play this one. We can talk over a little more, but the show's pretty much over. The Star-Spangled Scoops at Breyers.
Really?
Yeah, there's something called Star-Spangled Scoops. People come up with all kinds of crazy stuff now.
I used to make star-shaped, colored, like Hawaiian punch.
Sure.
Not popsicles, but ice cubes for the kids when they were little.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a nice memory, a nice July 4th memory that we can end with?
A nice July 4th memory?
Yeah, why don't you come and give me a nice one?
All my memories are nice about July 4th.
All right. Well, why don't you name one?
In particular, a nice July 4th memory.
Yes.
I would say would be... you know, going to the fireworks with my, like when we were little, with my father. He used to open up the trunk and the trunk, and you could like sit in there and eat your ice cream and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
He was he liked the fireworks. We would go to Max first, get our ice cream, and then go park and watch the fireworks.
All right.
We're coming to America.
This is Neil Diamond, yeah.
I know, I love Neil Diamond.
Yeah, me too.
We could have listened to all Neil Diamond.
Well, we're going to end with this one.
All right.
Because this is pretty much it. We got 3.5 minutes. So any shout-outs you'd like to do before we go?
I think we should just wish everyone a happy 4th of July because it's the most patriotic day and the most patriotic show. Mm-hmm. So for everyone.
Happy July 4th, everyone.
Happy July 4th.
My name is Chris Earle. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Friday Night Fights. The 80s have won 3 times in a row. We'll see if the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s win tomorrow on the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO, 6 to 8 p.m. Good night, everybody. Thanks to Sheila Considine for joining me once again.
Thanks for having me. Good night, everyone.
Good night and happy 4th, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. See some fireworks. Have some food. Have a nice drink and enjoy your family and friends. See you tomorrow, everybody. Good night. To a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share. Happy July 4th.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled.